if you're an adult, grown up, you know the basic. In my case, it means I'm more annoyed about this work stuff, not so much about other work stuff. Your knowledge. But that's true. UN in its 80-year-old campaign for SDGs, Sustainable Development Goals, has come up with this logo, which you will have seen on pins on the suits of greenwashing businessmen just all over the place. So you see it's a ring of colors around a naked core. And I wonder why they left the core open or naked. I'm thinking this is where the elusive sustainability was meant to be. But then human development was never really sustainable. So how can we hide this very significant fact? Well, enter the 17 diverting colors. They talk about 17 different things entirely, hoping to divert you a bit so you won't worry about the lack of sustainability, the very naked and glaring center of their logo. So we've got poverty, hunger, health, school, gender, water, energy, economic growth, industry, equality, sustainable cities, consumption, climate action, ocean life, land life, peace, and partnership. Don't make me laugh, UN, talking about bringing peace to this planet. So you'll see that quite a few of these overlap, like the poverty and hunger, and also that most, if not all, their goals make sustainability impossible. So some are just open oxymorons, like sustainable cities. A city can never be sustainable, end of. The UN wants to charge forward, pretending we are now somehow sustainable if we can put food on the table and drive our kid to school in our SUV. But all of this is just greenwashing, or green wishing. Wishing the stuff we do anyway was already green, which it never was. So I've spent all my life criticizing the green movement. Come to think of it, I've never been on the left or right, or certainly had more contact with the left, but I've basically been critiquing the green movement. That tells you that I care about the green movement, but I've never been happy or satisfied with it. It's been corrupted like everything else. Its leaders are scum like everyone else. It's heartbreaking. The UN is a hoax. The UN SDGs are a hoax. And the UN climate politics is a massive hoax. The right is right. They've lied for 5 decades about our future by covering up the effects of methane feedbacks and collapsing ice sheets. This is why their 13th goal about climate action is a moot point. It's already way too late, and a global collapse of civilization is inevitable, no matter what we do from here on out. So this is why I'm no longer a doomer, but a trans-doomer. Since I came to Greenland and Good Hope, its capital, I've been looking at the planet on the other side of collapse, because collapse is already here and it can't be stopped. I know what the doomer knows, that it can't be helped, but I also know it's a good thing. The collapse is of Gaia, and Gaia is there to greet us and care for us on the other side. We are transitioning, and it's a beautiful thing.
Right, so that was my little prepared intro, and please take it away, maybe Blackbeard News, before you have to go. We also have Elizabeth and Poppy Davis with us for the first time, but maybe because of time we could have a little thing from Kevin.
Nice intro.
Yeah, okay. How's it going?
It's doing great. I got a picture from Greenland behind me, by the way. Yes, you see the ice cord on the on the right side here with giant icebergs, and you have another nice. Part of the same fjord on the other side of the mountain over here. So it's sort of a thing.
Looks beautiful. Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's where I go hunting for reindeer.
Yeah, I mean, well, I see some of your comments right in the chat about, you know, what's going on, but yeah, the whole ESG thing and the sustainable goals and the push to, I can only see it as a somewhat obvious attempt to bring in some authoritarianism, more authoritarianism, authoritarianism, you know, on the back of climate change and what's happening. And, I think this was kind of an obvious way that people thought that it would go as things got worse, you know, as climate change escalated and as, you know, we go forward with, I don't know, the economy collapsing, you know, right? The biosphere is collapsing, the economy is going to collapse. And, you know, it looks slightly pretty obvious that they are kind of trying to control some kind of, I don't know if they're trying to engineer a collapse, but they're trying to control an inevitable collapse, right? They know it's unsustainable, right? Which is the irony of having sustainability goals, right? They know that industrial civilization is unsustainable, the economy is unsustainable, and they know that, you know, climate change is going to make the biosphere unsustainable for human life pretty soon. So, but they're, you know, they know which way it's going, and they're obviously going forward with their plans to control that eventual outcome, or you know, stay on top while that's happening.
Yeah, or just pretend to stay on top, I guess, you know, because pretense and presentation is everything, right?
Sure, sure. But it is an obvious attempt to do it, but it doesn't look like they're going to be very successful, right? It's a bad plan from the beginning. And everybody, the people are not responsive, right? The WEF is already under fire. They're already like kind of taking cover a little bit, you know, from all the backlash that they've gotten, right? People are seeing what they're doing. They are aware of the game. They're not fooling anybody. So, and there's so much pushback from people, you know, on governments and on corporations on what they're trying to do. People can see what's going on. And so, you know, their plans look obviously not very well thought out. And going forward, I don't really see them being successful, you know, in what they're trying to do.
I think they're just trying to beef up the military.
To what?
I think they're trying to just beef up the military.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously going towards, you know, just an obvious authoritarian global control, you know, system, right? Where it's just going to be technocratic military top-down control of people. And I don't know how that's going to be successful. I don't know how that's going to work out, right? There's going to be an obvious, there already are obvious clashes, with, you know, in France and other places where people are just not having it. And in the Netherlands and where else? In India, in Sri Lanka, like people are not having it. And so I think that's just going to grow. You know, the more obvious it becomes, the more they try to further this agenda or further these plans, the more people are going to go, nope, I don't, you know, I'm not playing it.
And especially in the United States now, with the transgenders, say the word transgender.
Transgender, yeah.
Yeah, the people are really waking up to that.
oh yeah, no, there's a big pushback, you know. Mm-hmm. And I forgot to mention that in my show earlier, where I was talking about companies kind of giving up the woke agenda, you know, because they were going for it and then they realized it was bad for business, right? You know, there's a bunch of companies that are trying to roll out like some trans things, and like they're getting an immediate like pushback, you know, Target, yeah. Budweiser.
Yeah.
What was another one? I can't remember.
And that helps.
Yeah, they can't roll it out, and they're like, people are like, no, 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 I'm good.
Yeah, and that helps on every area. It helps also in every lie, in every area. If they just wake up to one area that wokeness is a political agenda by the globalists,
right?
It's easier for people to understand that they lie about everything else too.
I just watched one of the COP 27 videos from the Nordic Pavilion, which just came online half a year after the COP, and this was titled "Why We Have to Have Gender Balance in the New Green Jobs in Order to Make the Green Shift" and stuff, right? And they never actually argue the point. Me personally, I'm not against having, let's say, half the workers be ladies and half men. I don't care, you know, that's fine. But I don't see them arguing why we have to have 50% women in order to save the planet with new green technology. They never make that at those points. And it's kind of like I say in the intro, it's just a big distraction with lots of colors and topics to confuse everybody. They never make sort of the, like you said, Kevin, they never make the point that this is sustainable and we're going to make it, because they would rather talk about those 17 things around the circle, you know, right, to distract people.
Well, it's not only a distraction, but it's a good method for shutting down people who are resisting it, right? Because anybody who resists, you know, what you're trying to give them or sell them or tell them that they're going to do is easily going to be painted a sexist, racist, fascist, right? You know, they're really, you know, going hard on that one too, right? That any extremism, right? You're an extreme. You don't like what we're trying to tell you. Well, you're an extreme. You're on some extreme fringe. You're a conspiracy theorist. You're, you know, a very bad person. And you should be silenced immediately. So, you know, it's a wedge, right? It's just, they're all trying to put this forward so that they can put forward this thing of, you know.
But that's,
right.
Yeah, but that's why I love the woke movement, because it's so obvious. The climate era is so difficult for normal people to understand.
It is.
It's much more easy with the wokeness to see the extremists on the left, on the liberal side.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and the very strange thing is that, like, yeah, sort of between the lines, we're being told that if your son and daughter don't cut off their, you know, up here and down there, so that they are mutilated and cannot have kids, you know, if they don't sterilize themselves, then the planet is going to hell. But that's kind of the very strange, weird message.
Yeah, that's too
that we
strange.
Are being sold.
Yeah, right.
I never really understand that. Maybe you Americans have to do a better job explaining to us how this is going to work.
I don't think it has a lot of support here either, although they're trying to make it seem like it does, but
right.
It's not, it's actually having, and again, it's having the opposite effect of increasing people's compassion for your, right? Because it's become such a, we're going to shove this down your throat kind of thing. That it's really creating a lot of it's creating a lot of people. It's actually going in the opposite direction, which I don't know if that's a good thing, right? Because people are so upset about this and angered by it that it's going to have the opposite effect, where people really are going to take the stance of like, you know, trans people or people who are gay or in the, you know, in that community, I've already seen it all over the place. They're the devil. They're Hitler. They're Nazis. They're fascist. They are the fascists. They are the, you know, they're setting up a situation where people are taking a very, very angry, you know, over the top angry stance against it. Instead of being like, well, I agree with your, they're calling them like, you know, Satanists and devils and demons, right? That the people on the right. And so they're making it worse. They're not giving people a reason to be understanding or compassionate about their situation because they feel like it's being pushed on them in a way that's over the top and egregious. So now they're really pushing back.
But what I like about it is that the people see the agenda. They see that it's a global agenda with the powerful, they have gotten Ford to be woke. Every business, every big corporation is going woke. And that's what I like about it, that people really finally can see the globalism problem, the control of everything.
Right. Again, it's not working out very well though, because when corporations do it in such an obvious fashion that, you know, it's just like no, we're not going to support that. Like,
but that's perfect. Finally, the normal, ordinary people that didn't see through Bill Gates or the climate, didn't question the climate politics.
Right.
Maybe through the completely obvious woke politics, they can see that that there is a conspiracy behind most of the consensus.
I mean, maybe you know, hopefully they will wake up to it, but I still see a lot of people that are, you know, are definitely on the left. They're like climate change and stand with Ukraine, you know, they have Ukrainian flags in their thing, and then like you know, and a pride flag. It's just like, these are, you know, I'm aligned with all these issues because, you know, I'm a very good person or whatever.
Right.
And there are a lot of people that are lost in the sauce still, for sure.
It kind of reminds me of a discussion I had on Going South with Lord Yu, you know, the founder of the Extinction Anti cult. And so we had a, like half an hour now. 90-minute talk, he and I, on the channel, and towards the end we started talking about the UN climate policy bullshit, you know, and so I made a point that that they're sort of trying to put you know, to solve gay marriage in Saudi Arabia. Because that's easier to solve than the sustainability and the climate stuff, right? So they're kind of mixing the stew pot with all kinds of other issues that are also hard to achieve, but they're kind of making one big happy stew meal of every issue in the world that's been troubling and difficult for thousands of years. So now the UN is saying, yeah, we can't solve the problem A without solving problem B, which is bullshit. You know, you can you can absolutely solve one of the problems without solving all the other ones first. Yeah. It's just insane logic from the UN.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
So, ladies, do you have something to add to whatever us gentlemen have been saying?
No, it's just that the climate, the politic is, it's so it's so difficult to for you guys and other people that really know something about climate to get through. That frustrates me. I mean, I newly saw that the former Greenpeace founder, I don't remember the name, but that a former one of the Greenpeace founders don't agree in the carbon dioxide being a problem, being the factor that that heat up the globe. I mean, the globe just isn't heating up, is it?
Oh yes,
it's normal. It's normal.
You know,
fluctuates.
Yeah,
I think it absolutely is. But I think actually I disagree a little bit, Elizabeth, because I think that it's a good thing that normal people all over lose faith in the UN and the politicians and their so-called climate policies, because that policy is bullshit anyway. And before we can learn anything real about the climate and the planet, you have to de-learn or unlearn or unschool everything we learned up till now, and then settle for a more like Twitter files kind of learning about the real. You know, James Hansen is one of the guys who are saying very, very different numbers for the climate future than the UN is doing. And the latest UN report, they blackballed or censored James Hansen because they didn't like his science. You know, you have to like the UN science, or you have to like the politicians in Saudi Arabia and America's science, because they have veto power to stop certain science for getting into the climate report. Mm.
I
wanted to say one thing about I just wanted to say one thing about your intro, Torstein, that it had like 17 different, you know, the greenwashing of 17 different topics, right? One of them was economic growth. You can't have any more economic growth. you got to stop it.
It's completely insane, and I could have made it into a four-hour video, but you know, because everything is just equally insane on that equity logo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
One other thing. I had an article, I think I sent it to you, Kevin, but about scientists recently discovered 5,000 new species in the deep ocean. And it's in a mineral rich area, the deep ocean. And so they're probably going to go, they're saying it's probably going to be targeted for mining, for the green tech stuff. So we don't even know what's down there. We're killing it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, is there's so much being hidden by, you know, the supposed green agenda, right? You know,
yeah,
equity, sustainability, we really care about. But the whole time there's, you know, companies out there getting ready to dredge the ocean for minerals. You know, there's mining companies out there, just, you know, there's everything is business as usual. Everything is going on, you know,
right,
like before. Nothing is changing. We're still, you know, allowing drilling permits and oil, you know, oil exploration, and like nothing is changing, right? It's a facade.
It's bullshit.
Yeah.
I just read that Japan has discovered thousands of new islands.
Thousands of new islands.
Yeah, new islands. It's crazy.
Where?
Ah, good question. I don't have it, but I can send it to Torstein, the link, because I saved it somewhere.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
That's interesting.
So, do you have to run, Kevin? Or
I do. I do.
Yeah. But I really appreciate you coming on, and maybe we can make a half appointment about seeing you, you know, in a month or so. Is that possible?
Sure. Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic. Super.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All yeah. right.
Have a good day.
You guys as well. Take it easy.
Bye.
I do. I'd get on video, but my phone's just not letting me. So you don't want to see me anyway. You're a lot prettier, Kirstine.
That's okay. I can take all the blame for a bad video or whatever. That's okay. I can just throw it all on me. Yeah.
Oh no, it's me.
I'm trying to follow the chat as well. It's like you know, I wish I was five different people doing this. Right.
Yeah.
So we have a good chat today.
Shout out to Obsolete Optics.
Yeah.
And Bella.
He is very fond of my beard, he says. So yeah.
Yeah.
Who isn't? Right. So I was kind of focusing on, or sort of the intro. I'm going to upload the intro video as a separate video on my channel, and it's going to be called something about peak bulk, because it's that sort of subtle little signs that you see all over that we've sort of peaked on the vocometer or something. So now it's going downhill very fast on the other side. And it's going to be, I think, a thing of the past or something we look back to and have to explain to our kids, you know, what was that woke thing, grandfather? And then we would have to
right.
explain why and how.
Right. Yeah.
That will be embarrassing. But the good thing about it is really that it's so obvious, extreme.
Yeah. Well, maybe it'll hit home when more crops start failing. People don't have people in the, I should say, in the West don't have food. That would, you know, I know it's hitting all around the world, crop failures and whatnot, but we still, it's not going to hit us until it, you know, hits us in the head. Or it's not going to hit people until they experience it, right?
Yeah. And here in Norway, like, they see it. Normal people seem to now understand that they lie about energy prices and the economy.
Uh-huh.
Even the people that are pro-Ukraine, you know, the most people are, unfortunately, I mean, yeah, they believe the media. But even those people understand that it's not Putin's fault that the energy prices are up. So people start to see the big lies, but like one at a time.
Yeah, there's no lack of lies. It's more like, how much time have we got, you know?
Yeah, but we know about the lies, but I just love to see that people are starting to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And the energy prices and the electrical bill is so obviously wrong in Norway, where we are so rich.
Yeah.
That still people struggle. And so, yeah, they are like forced to wake up in a way.
How do you, Poppy, how do you understand this? Is it kind of a new class of globalist leaders who are sort of just fucking us over? Or why is this the divide between, you know, regular people and the leaders? Any thoughts? Are you there, Poppy?
Oh no, she's. No, it seems empty. That's strange.
I thought I was here.
Oh. Hey, you're there. Yeah, cool.
Okay. I think hasn't it always been this way in human history? The, you know, global leaders are sending us off to war, and every once in a while, they're people revolt.
Maybe, but I think it seems to me that there was more like a union between the leaders and their people before. But now it seems that everybody just goes to Davos in Switzerland and make their own kind of policy for every country, and they only think about regular people as ATMs or cash machines, you know, to earn money from. You know.
Poppy, do people in your state, are they awake? The agriculture, the areas for growing food, they are bought up. I know Bill Gates have bought big areas. Is that something you know about? Big corporations buy land in really big areas.
I think maybe you have to unmute Poppy, because we don't really seem to hear what you say.
There you are.
So maybe she's coming back home. I don't know. Right. So can you tell us anything about how the winter or spring is coming on in May in Oslo?
Oh, it's cold. The wind is cold. I'm in Drammen now. I don't live in Oslo anymore, but an hour from Oslo. But it's cold wind. Green, but a cold wind.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been snowing on and on every day here for the last week or so. But it's like that kind of snow that never settles, you know. It goes away the next day.
It looked really nice. It looked green and nice behind you.
Yeah, that's from last autumn from the hunting period.
Yeah,
it is extremely green, you know. And I know absolutely why they call it green. Then, so. Poppy says in the chat that she has some kind of audio problem, right? But you don't have video either, so you can't even make sign language to us. So yeah, how are we going
can
to
you hear
know
me
what
now?
Yeah.
Oh, you can. I don't know what's going on. Sorry.
I do hear you, so I would just mute and leave the stage to you. Yeah.
Oh, Poppy, can you explain what vilifies means? You write about the Santis. What do you mean by vilifies?
Vilify is he
Oh no, you're muted again, Poppy. We cannot hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Am I there? I am here. Okay. Vilify is, he makes them out to be very, very bad people. He makes them out to be criminals. He just, Vilify, you know, like climate change is not, an, he says, you know, it's just woke. It's a hoax.
Yeah.
It's
That probably.
Same thing.
Yeah. That probably. Oops, you've gone again. Sorry.
Okay, I think I know what I need to do. I need to, I think I figured it out. Maybe.
Okay.
Vilify, DeSantis is just, I mean, he's just, you know, don't teach kids about slavery. We certainly don't need to talk about gender. But he makes it an issue. So people, like Kevin was saying, people will get.
Well, you've gone again.
Okay. Am I back?
You're back.
Okay. I'm just saying it's a big distraction. It's a big distraction. What I would call little issues compared to you know, extinction, climate change, crops failing. I don't know. I don't understand why people don't understand.
I think when it comes to collapse and civilization collapse, I think people are very eager to hang on to whatever thing that is in front of them, you know, in order to not relate to the fact that society is coming down. So, I think maybe the whole identity politics thing is kind of a mental lifeboat for people, but then I can, you know, talk all day about their skin color or their gender preferences instead of, you know, figuring
right.
out where the next meal comes from, right?
Yeah,
right. It's people. Well, I think it's, you know, evolutionarily, humans, we pay attention to what's going on now. We put out fires, but we don't really think, you know, too long term. It's too hard. Or it's just not natural. I think we're just so...
Yeah, it's not natural.
Yeah, I think the more we get the knife on our throat, you know, in the coming years with the fires and floods and whatnot, and food production going under in more than one region, I think the more extreme it gets and critical it gets in that way, I think we will see sort of crazy debate shows or news live coverage of news about, you know, some kind of gender reveal stuff gone wrong and neighbors fighting over removed kitties or whatever, you know, where people are literally hunger deprived around their televisions and computers, like they don't have food in their fridge and are watching some kind of riots about tits or penises being cut off or not,
crazy.
Reattached. I don't know. So it's like the more super serious a development becomes, people will just go nuts about some tiny minority preference thing, that the audience is just happy to relate to that instead of relating to their own sort of societal demise. I don't know.
Yeah.
Totally agree. And people say, well, there's nothing. I mean, they're just going to keep on going to work and, you know, driving their cars and business as usual until something stops that. And if you're in California and your town burned down, well, you know, maybe you start to believe it. But not until then.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big problem. I think people will believe in the fires and the flames soon enough, you know, and then they will shift to saying, why didn't you tell us? Why did you never tell us?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, another thing, this nation is very Christian and very mm-hmm. fundamentalist in my area. So they're saying, well, it's God's will. God works in mysterious ways. The apocalypse is coming anyway, as in Revelations. I mean, they kind of, you know, speak of it in terms of religion. It's not, it doesn't have anything to do with stuff.
Now you're going away again. I think it's the CIA messing with your phone line.
Probably. I think I see what's going on, and I don't know how to fix it. My phone goes to sleep, and I get cut off. I apologize.
So maybe it's some kind of energy saving stuff, right?
Maybe so. I tried to turn that off.
Okay,
it could be.
Yeah, it sounds like sort of if you don't touch it, then it fades out. Yeah. But maybe you could figure that out before, because you're coming back to the show, right? Sometime?
Oh, I'd love to. I'm going to try to get the show going on my laptop or my desktop. Might be a lot easier than my stupid phone.
Yeah, I think we're just going to go on for like 7 more minutes, I think, because then it's a hard break on the top of the hour since I started it. So, yeah, we'll just make it a little, just 5-6 minutes more for now, today, this week. Yeah.
So, I would say one thing. We're, you know, in the United States, they're... government is fighting about a new budget and you know, raising the debt limit to trillion, you know, more trillions and trillions. It's huge, our debt, but they're trying to hammer out this budget and cut certain things, and the thing they're not cutting for sure is the military. Not touching that. Goes up 10% every year. I think that is what America is going to do, you know, in the collapse, is just what we do now and try to control the world.
I think they will have a little bit of trouble there because the petrodollar is going down because of the adventure over in Ukraine. So other nations are turning away from the petrodollar. And then the budgets or imaginary budgets or self-printing budgets in America will struggle a bit with being actually worth anything. So I'm not sure how much weaponry or military you can produce if everybody leaves the dollar and lets it deflate. I don't know how that works because I never really understood the economy.
I think America will just bomb. We'll go bomb whoever's trying to get away from the petrodollar, China, Russia, Brazil, will just, you know, use our might. We apparently, you know, how many countries have we bombed recently? And I mean, it'd just be for oil. We went to Iraq for oil. So I imagine we'll...
I heard it's quicker to name the countries you didn't bomb, you know, like Canada and stuff.
Quicker to what?
It's quicker to name the countries you didn't bomb yet.
Ha! Yeah!
I don't think you bombed Canada.
Not yet.
I know that you lost a nuclear weapon, a nuclear bomb on the ice in Greenland. So that's technically a bombing, but you know it was out at sea on the sea ice. So, and they say it didn't really detonate, at least not before it melted through the ice. You know? And I think you bombed Norway, or England bombed Norway. Not sure about if Sweden has Sweden been bombed. I don't know. Really. I don't think you officially bombed Sweden yet. I'll have to get back to you. I'll have to circle back like what your spokesperson used to say. Yeah.
No, America has made so many people in the world absolutely miserable, or killed them, or the American military is the apocalypse. I mean, yeah, I agree with you. Who haven't we bombed? I don't know. We're getting ready to bomb Mexico, I think.
Yes, it's one way to stop the cartels and the fentanyl. What was it called? Yeah.
The cartels and the immigrants. There's you know, we have to. That's where our military is going to go, to the southern border. We're not going to let, you know, millions are going to be camped out. They already are.
Yeah,
but even more so, the climate refugees. You know.
Yeah, but it seems like the people in the United States now wake up to that borders really is a cynical way to it's trafficking. They know children are missing, thousands of,
yes,
yeah, finally they're waking up to it. I didn't knew it myself until now. And it's just so great that it finally reveals. I mean, the cynical politics.
But it's not gonna stop. It'll be a little story, and everybody's gonna forget tomorrow. Well, the drumbeat in America, you know, is, you know, the, you know, with the media, with the government, is it, the enemy is the immigrant.
No, it's
the illegal immigrant.
Oh, but it's the politicians behind it. I mean, Biden is himself getting rich on the trafficking. I mean, that's now revealed. I mean, it was a woman. I don't remember what were her? She was a witness. She's a whistleblower that. Newly told the Congress that they were secret. Biden administration was secret about thousands of children. They
really?
Yeah, it's crazy. Rwanda something? No, I don't remember. But
I'm well, we're not getting any news about that.
But the fentanyl puppy, you know about all the fentanyl that comes over the border?
Oh, yes, lots of fentanyl.
Yeah, so the cartels and the corrupt politicians are getting rich on this crazy border. I mean, it's not...
Oh, absolutely, and we sell them guns.
Yeah.
and mean about all the violence. yeah, no, definitely the politicians are taking a bite out of that business.
Yeah, and now it's getting revealed. And that's what I love about this these last 2 years with Biden. It's so much that's gotten revealed for normal people to see that we have so many corrupt people and organizations.
Well, it's true, but it's not new. It's been going on. I mean,
yeah, for me and you, for you and me, but for normal people that they just thought maybe, yeah, Clinton was maybe corrupt, but I don't think they knew the extent of it, that the UN is corrupt, the World Health Organization is corrupt, the CDC is corrupt. I mean, everything is corrupt.
Well, normal people think that.
You think so?
Here.
Really?
Oh, definitely. Normal people, well, yeah, they just don't care or...
Yeah, they're giving up, like in Norway. I mean, yeah. Maybe they just give up because what can we do? But now it seems like the whole world is awake. So...
Well, I tell you what, we got this, you know, election.
Yeah.
I mean, it's coming up. I say coming up, but it's, you know, it's going to be a year and a half of all this nonsense campaigning. But now we have Biden versus Trump again, it looks like.
It looks like, yeah.
So nothing's changed. It's not like Biden's... He's still nominated. He's still going to run for the Democrats. 60% of people would vote for him. Democrat, yes. Even though he doesn't, he's not only corrupt, he doesn't have a brain.
Right.
The option is like Trump. And there's just no, I mean, I guess RFK is maybe gaining some momentum. I still think that's a big long shot, though.
Yeah, okay.
Does that mean Hillary Clinton is not running?
I don't think so.
Okay, girls, I think we're going to be shut down here in a minute or so. So I would just be preemptive and say thank you for coming and engaging.
Thank you. Thank you, Torstein. It's fun.
And
thank you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, you too.
I hope Elizabeth also would consider coming back. You know, I think maybe. Oh,
thank you. It was really, really nice. I just don't feel it's my... I feel like a fish on water. No, I mean fish on land.
Yeah, it's the same with me when I started doing things in English on YouTube like 5 years, 6 years ago. But it's like after sometimes it becomes your second nature almost, and you don't.
Well, I have to say, I have to say, I'm in awe of both of you for knowing English. I don't know, I could speak Spanish a little bit, but y'all are, you know, trying to do this in English. It's great, good for you, or you know, you're smarter than we are.
No, we have we have Hollywood. I mean, we grew up with American movies from like 7 years old. So we should be better even.
Yes. So, but anyway, I will thank you both, whatever language you're speaking, and hopefully you can both try the software and figure out how to show your beautiful. Faces and nails, Pop. You promised me you would do your nails for this show, but I haven't seen any nails.
I know. I have my hair done and everything. It's terrible.
Yeah, you say so. You say so. I don't know if I can trust you. You know. So, but if you can figure out those kind of technical things the next time. So we're going to go into June, and there will be some action in Norway from the Sami people. I met one of them when I was out on the Irish pub on Friday. So they're going to relaunch their campaign to block the government in Oslo. And the Truth and Reconciliation Commission is coming out with a report on the 1st of June. So a lot of interesting things there in Scandinavia for the coming weeks. So yeah, just thank you. And thank you to the listeners. And both you and the audience from the chat can also comment and ask and suggest topics or whatever in the comments to the video. Yep. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Bye.
Thank
you. And have a good summer, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I have to turn off this thing.